Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Jim Brandstetter on the call. Dan Dierdorf off the screen. As Michigan, that's the first touchdown of the game. A.J. Henning, the only non Hassan Haskins touchdown of the game, right? He had five, they had six. Mm-hmm. Jake Moody has not kicked a field goal for 2 weeks, if I'm not mistaken.
Hasn't needed to.
I know.
No, that's not true. He kicked one against Maryland because they called timeout, and that's he missed it, and then came back in regulation and without the timeout and made it.
Yes, you're right.
Haskins has been the story of the game the last two out of three Michigan-Ohio State games.
That's right. Dwayne has.
His brother.
Former Minnesota basketball coach.
Uh-huh.
Took his team in the Final Four, right?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that Clem? Yes. All right.
Cheated, too.
Yeah, I know. Bunch of cheaters. All right. Our telephone number 248-539-9797. Open lines. If you'd like to talk about what happened Saturday, what do you think's ahead? Or you want to talk about, you know, Michigan State. Let's not forget them completely. We are basking in what Michigan did because they, you know, did win the division and beat Ohio State for the first time in a long, long time. But let's give Michigan State some credit here. A 10-win season, that's from where they were, pretty damn impressive. By the way, for the people who, leaked wrong information about how many guys were going to be going from Michigan State and suckers like myself decided to bet Penn State because of it, shame on us. They didn't have as many people out as we thought they would. They had some people out, but obviously not like that. But that was a nice win for them. The Extension Bowl won by Mel Tucker.
Yes, he did. Yeah. Yes, 10 years.
Yeah.
95 mil.
Yeah. James Franklin.
10 years. What did they ever announce? I didn't see what James Franklin's contract was valued at.
I think it's like 75 million, 80 million, something.
75, 80 million.
Yeah, something like that. He can live fine in Happy Valley.
I think he'll be all right.
Yeah. I do too. All right, so tomorrow – the college football playoff rankings come out. Right now in the AP poll, it goes Georgia, Michigan, Cincinnati, Alabama, Oklahoma State, Notre Dame. They're your top six. In the coaches poll, it's Georgia, Alabama, Michigan, Cincinnati, Oklahoma State, and Notre Dame. So let me ask you this question. If Georgia, Michigan, Cincinnati, and Oklahoma State all win, forgetting about how much the score is, if Georgia only beats Alabama by 3 points.
Just say that again. Georgia?
Georgia, Michigan, Cincinnati, Oklahoma State. Okay?
Yep.
Is that your four? Or does Alabama get in ahead of either Cincinnati, Oklahoma State?
I don't think with
two losses.
I don't think Alabama does in that scenario. I think they should. Because if you put Alabama and Cincy on a field, what do you think happens?
Alabama wins.
Okay.
You put Alabama on a field against Oklahoma State, what do you think happens?
Alabama wins.
Okay.
And so I agree. Okay. If you put Oklahoma State
you put
and
let me
Cincy,
ask you this. You put Alabama on the field against Michigan, who do you think wins?
This year I actually think Michigan does. Because, I mean, if you'd asked that, you asked that question last week, Ohio State was two, Alabama three.
Right.
You put Alabama or you put Michigan on the field with Ohio State.
Right.
Most people would have said exactly what you're saying.
Yeah, it's
Ohio
true.
State.
You're right. I just think that's what's going to happen. You're right. It's going to be Georgia, Michigan, Cincinnati, and Oklahoma State. Now, if one of those lose, let's say Alabama wins. Who's out? Let's say Alabama beats Georgia. Michigan wins, Cincinnati wins, Oklahoma State wins. It's going to be Georgia. Alabama's going to get in with one loss, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, so it'd be Georgia, Alabama, Michigan, and then the debate, and I'm saying Michigan because it's the Big Ten and they beat Ohio State is no-brainer, is going to be between Cincinnati and Oklahoma State with Cincinnati with no losses and Oklahoma State with one loss.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting to see when they come out tomorrow night. I don't think that they're going to do anything in regards to moving Cincy around. I think Cincy will probably be, they may move up. They're not going to move up. It'll probably be Georgia, Michigan, Alabama, Cincy, and then, Notre Dame.
Or Oklahoma.
Oklahoma State. And I don't think Oklahoma State will jump Notre Dame until after the Big 12 championship game.
Right.
It's because Notre Dame is done.
Right. We're talking about what happens,
if they win out.
Yes.
Right. And so I play this game in my head, very similar to the one that I'm playing with you in regards to if you put Alabama and Cincy on the field, who do you think wins? Right. Now, we don't know because we haven't seen that yet.
Right.
And there's always upsets. There's always things that happen. But I believe Alabama is the better team. Mm-hmm. If you put Georgia on the field with any of those teams, I think Georgia wins. And so it's Georgia and then however else you're going to fill in those three spots. I believe if Michigan wins, obviously they're in. If, Oklahoma State wins the Big 12 championship game against Baylor, that's who they're playing, right?
Yes.
Yeah, then I believe they belong in. Then the question is, what do you do with Cincinnati, Notre Dame, and Alabama? That's what it comes down to. And if you're saying, well, Alabama or Notre Dame is eliminated because Cincinnati beat them head-to-head, then it's basically between Alabama and Cincinnati.
Right.
And Alabama, at this point, would be a two-loss team.
You can't put an undefeated team. I know.
I think you can.
Out.
I think you can because it's – Alabama had to run through the SEC.
I understand that. But if Cincinnati would have beaten – the right now, as far as the coaches poll, let's say we're using that six-ranked Notre Dame, and they would have beaten 15th-seeded Houston too, among other SMU is not ranked anymore, but they would have beaten those two teams as well. I mean, so they would have beaten two ranked teams. Alabama,
Houston's 19 in the AP, and right. Houston is 24 in the coaches poll.
Okay, so but I'm saying they're going to be ranked. It's going to be a ranked opponent.
Yeah.
One way you look at it. They're going to be ranked in the...
I'm sorry. I'm looking at last week. I was looking at Houston is 24 in the college football playoff poll.
Right. So you think they'll move up this week?
Yes.
Okay. So they would have beaten Houston, who'd be a ranked team, and they've beaten Notre Dame, who was a ranked team, and beating Notre Dame on the road. Alabama would have beaten, as far as ranked teams, did they play Mississippi? Yeah, I think they beat Mississippi.
They beat them pretty good home.
Okay.
Florida was ranked at 11 when they played early.
No, I'm talking
in the
about
year.
Where they are now, okay? Because I'm just using where they are now.
Yeah, but that's not what they do. They take them when they were ranked. Mississippi was ranked 12.
But I'm taking SMU out. Cincinnati
Arkansas
beat them
was
when they
21.
Were ranked. I'm taking SMU out. They beat SMU when they were ranked.
Who did?
Cincinnati.
Were they ranked at that time?
I think they were like the top 25.
Give me a second here.
The key question here, by the way, is does John want Cincinnati in the playoff?
No, it's not a matter of what I want. I don't think they belong. I don't want them in there, no, because I don't think they belong.
But it might be
a little easier for Michigan?
Potentially.
You think?
SMU was not ranked when Cincinnati played them.
Okay.
They played one ranked team, and that was Notre Dame on the road. And I get that. They were number 9 at the time. They went into South Bend, which is not an easy place to go get a win. I get all of that. But then they played after that Temple, UCF, Navy, Tulane, Tulsa, which they should have lost that game to Tulsa, USF. I mean, you look at the schedule and they're just not at risk of losing any of those games.
I understand that, but I don't think they're going to take an undefeated team and take them out if another team's lost two games.
That again, this is just another reason why the college football playoff should be expanded because I think it would be a crime if Cincinnati gets in. Even though they are undefeated, and I understand that they've done everything they possibly could. They won the tough games. When they could have lost, they didn't. They found a way to win those games. But if that if they go in over even a 10-2 Alabama, or if they stay there and Oklahoma State doesn't get in as a Big 12 champ, I think that's unbelievably wrong. That Cincinnati would be in over and a Power 5 champ.
So you'd have Georgia. I don't really care about Oklahoma State.
The Pac-12. They haven't had a seat at the table in 3 or 4 years.
Right, I understand that. So basically, it becomes in your mind between Oklahoma State, Alabama, and Cincinnati.
Yeah.
If Alabama loses.
Yeah. And if Oklahoma State wins the Big 12.
Yeah.
I believe they belong in.
So then it would be between Cincinnati and Alabama, and you're going to take an.
I'd take a two-loss Alabama over Cincinnati any day.
Our telephone number is 248.
Especially if you're talking about a Heisman Trophy winner on that team.
That's true, too. 248-539-9797.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.